right now.
Well, we welcome you into a Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a wonderful work week. We're over the halfway point now, looking ahead to another weekend. The weather still looks absolutely fabulous. Nothing to complain about there. Mm-hmm. And I hope you're having a wonderful day. Thanks so much for tuning in. Gracie, good to see you today.
Good to be back. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you as well. I have been drinking nothing but water today. I have my bag of Planters Nutrition Omega 3 mix at the ready, keeping me fueled through the afternoon show here.
Look at healthy Joe.
My mistake has been that, you know, my wife last week went out to the grocery store and got me, 20 bags of these things because they were buy one, get one. And for the last 4 or 5 days, I have forgotten them at home. So I made sure to bring one so I would not succumb to the temptation that is standing about 5 feet away from me right now. That, as we discussed yesterday, Gracie brought in.
So sorry.
They're still there and have not been touched by me. But all kidding aside, good to see you today. And very busy day today. A lot to talk about, both nationally and right here at home. And we'll waste no more time. Actually, we will. 850-437-1620 is the text line. We certainly welcome and appreciate your texts, your thoughts, opinions, and those traffic alerts always coming in handy, so we certainly appreciate that. All right, here we go. Top three stories today. Number one, the White House not saying much after Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected the proposed plea deal.
Hunter Biden is a private citizen, and this was a personal matter for him.
A little bit more than a private citizen, but that was Karine Jean-Pierre this afternoon. Prosecutors and defense lawyers tried to put together a revised deal after a disagreement over the original one. So the original plea deal fell apart after the judge asked prosecutors if it provided immunity for any future charges related to Hunter's business dealings. After the prosecutor said it did not, defense attorney said then, well, we don't have a deal. So that's what happened today.
Also, more than 100 million people across the U.S. are now under a heat alert. So officials say record-breaking temperatures are going to continue throughout the Southwest because of the heat dome that stays over the region. The heat wave will affect the northern part of the country this week, with New York City expecting record highs in the upper 80s on Thursday and on Friday.
Also today, the Federal Reserve Chairman says there's still a long way to go to bring inflation down.
We understand the hardship that high inflation is causing, and we remain strongly committed to bringing inflation back down to our 2% goal.
Jerome Powell announced a quarter percentage point increase today. Officials pushed rates to their highest level since 2001 while leaving the door open for future rate increases. I would be shocked if there weren't future rate increases. Those are your top three stories today. Looking at some local headlines here. So we start with Escambia County getting a revised purchase offer for the OLF 8 property. District 1 Commissioner Jeff Bragosh had his coffee with the commissioner this morning where he laid out the reason why. So D.R. Horton sent a revised offer of $24.1 million after the county pulled back 241 acres of the property. He says it has to do with the recently passed Live Local Act by the Florida legislature.
As a practical matter, the implication was that any commercially zoned property in the state could immediately, the day after purchase, be developed into high-density apartments, and the local governments were powerless to prevent it.
So what the county did was just withhold the 241 acres that they will keep for the sole purpose of job creation and commerce. So that is why D.R. Horton sent the revised offer to buy the remaining acres. So the board will take up that offer at their next meeting a week from tomorrow. Also today, now we have video showing the suspect in the downtown machete attack being tased by a Pensacola police officer. So you hear the tase, you hear the machete falling to the ground, and then it being kicked away by a Pensacola police officer there. We have that video shared to our News Radio 92.3 Facebook page. 19-year-old Andrew Ryder was the suspect and charged with attempted homicide after allegedly striking a man in the head with that machete at the Old Hickory Whiskey Bar on Sunday night. Yesterday, last night, the Milton City Council held a special meeting that was called by Mayor Heather Lindsay, and it was really just to air grievances against City Attorney Alex Andrade for what Lindsay called inappropriate and unprofessional communication from the city attorney.
There's always room for improvement, and I provided feedback for that purpose. After I provided constructive criticism, city attorney's response over the next 30 hours was a series of emails and texts that are not appropriate for Milton's lawyer to send to anyone.
So Mayor Lindsay says she is no longer communicating with Andrade except for at official council meetings, no other form of communication. And also yesterday, we had Councilman Mike Cusack make a motion first to fire Andrade as the city attorney, which was then later amended to, quote, deem the communication between Andrade and the mayor and himself, Cusack, as inappropriate. That motion failed on a 2-5 vote. Council members Marilyn Farrow and Mike Cusack were the ones voting for it. Everybody else said that, well, the meeting was pretty much a waste of time. The motion was ridiculous and a witch hunt. So that is what happened last night, and we'll see what happens moving forward. Is probably not the end of the story here, as the city looks to continue to find a permanent candidate for the city manager job. So that happened last night. 4:15 right now. More local and state headlines right after first warning weather and a check of the roads.
Well, our roads are looking pretty good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns throughout our area. We do have some slow-moving traffic on Blue Angel Parkway. That's going to be in the northbound direction as you're getting a little bit closer to Softy Field Road. So expect that light to be a little bit heavier than usual, as well as typical delays on Pine Forest in both directions. That's in between 9 Mile and I-10, a little bit slower than usual as well. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down, you see an accident and have details, give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we have a beautiful week coming up, and weekends also looking pretty good too. This afternoon, we do have 20% of some thunderstorms that may be coming, but right now we're looking pretty good with a high of 95. Tonight, mostly clear skies and a low of 76. It's partly cloudy in 92 in Pensacola, 91 in Gulf Breeze, and 92 in Milton with a heat index of 94. Also, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Gracie. This morning, a pedestrian walking along I-10 westbound killed after being hit by a truck. That happened near mile marker 11. FHP says a 64-year-old man was driving the truck and hit the man who died at the scene. Troopers say that investigation is still ongoing. Hearing now from David Wayne, our morning anchor, as he tells us what the deal is with Pensacola's Bed Bath & Beyond store over at the Cordova Mall.
The store will be closing for the final time this Sunday. The brand declared bankruptcy in April, and since they've been closing their remaining stores across the country. Last month, Overstock.com purchased their intellectual property, so the brand itself will survive, but only as an online store. For those in our area wanting to get in on the closing sales, options are getting limited. The News Journal reporting that shelves are looking bare and what's left is going quick. Products are discounted between 70 and 90%, and if you have an old gift card laying around, well, you can't use that either. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Also, the Pensacola International Airport design phase will be getting underway soon. We had that earlier this week when the city hired EXP U.S. Services Incorporated to begin the design phase. We heard yesterday from Deputy Airport Director Ken Eibold, who says that the design and construction phase should buy about 15 to 20 years before further and perhaps a final development would be needed.
We can go ultimately to about 22 to 23 gates in an ultimate build-out configuration versus the 10 that we have now.
So with the phase that we're in now, the plan is to add 5 gates to the new terminal, and the hope is that construction could start late 2024 or early 2025. Finally, an update on the staffing levels at the Escambia County Fire Rescue. Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore says not quite at 100%, but they're in much better shape than they were a year ago. Right now, he says they're down about 8 people and also looking for a new fire chief after Jason Catrimbone resigned last month.
Right now in the budget, we've got 21 additional firefighters so far approved in our budget cycle. So October 1, we can hire 21 additional more to help put some more guys in houses out in the county to help us out with staffing level.
So that's some good news there. Also says 2 firefighters recently completed the cadet program and are now in fire stations. It has been a busy time for firefighters, Gilmore says, as just in the last week or so, they've had to deal with 9 structure fires, a very unusually high amount for our county. 419 right now, that'll do it for local headlines. Coming up next, state headlines and a look at what's going on around the world today. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional. Someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Get it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan.
I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, it's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Thanks so much for tuning in. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Hope you've had a wonderful week so far. Gracie, I don't know if you are aware of this, but I am very excited for today.
Why?
I am very excited for today. So I heard about this coming about a week or so ago. And I neglected to say anything then, and I've been holding this in because today in Washington, there was a very highly anticipated hearing on UFOs.
What?
And the audio that I have for you today, including from our own Congressman Matt Gaetz, is going to convince you that UFOs exist.
Is this day going to go down in history?
It will. So if you are familiar at all with the show, Gracie and I have gone back and forth on whether UFOs exist. And we've had some compelling discussions, some compelling arguments. Most recently, the situation in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Now, it gets real today. It gets real today. And I'm very excited for that. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up in our national headlines. I'm going to try to get some of the audio of Matt Gaetz cut up when we get to the break because I just came across it here a couple of minutes ago. But I gave it a listen, and it actually was involving a crew out at Eglin over the Gulf of Mexico. So they could be living among us here in the Florida Panhandle. So I'm very excited about today.
Right.
I saw that this was coming down the pike, and I just nearly burst at the seams. I wanted to say, guess what's coming up? But I held it back, and I just want the full immersive experience to be unleashed on you today. So I'm very excited for that. Let's get an update on the roads and our weather.
Well, roads are looking good right now. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. We do have that everyday afternoon slowdowns on I-10. If you're heading in the westbound direction, going towards Pine Forest from 29, looking a bit busy right there. But other than that, we're looking good. I-10 or I-110 not showing any delays as well. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111. That's a traffic line number. So get all your details there. And also for weather, we have a really nice week continuing weather-wise. Coming up tomorrow, we do have a 20% chance of rain in the afternoon with a high of 93. For tonight, mostly clear skies with a low of 76. It's 92 and partly cloudy in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 94. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, thank you. So looking at some state headlines here, ocean temperatures off the coast of Florida could set a global record. This week, a buoy out in Manatee Bay reported ocean temperatures of just over 101 degrees. Sarah Fangman from the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary says that's big trouble for coral reefs.
We are racing against the clock here because these waters are hot, and corals cannot survive in really hot water.
And experts say last week, water off Florida's coast clocked in at around 94 degrees, 7 degrees warmer than they should be this time of year. Doesn't give me great amount of confidence for the peak of hurricane season either. So makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, for sure. Also coming up either later tonight or on Thursday, people along the Florida Space Coast are going to be preparing for the rumbling of the SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket. Again, either launching late tonight or on Thursday, the triple core rocket will blast off from the Kennedy Space Center, carrying the largest communication satellites ever built. After the launch, the rock booster landings at the Cape Canaveral are expected to cause sonic booms across Central Florida. So they may have a little bit of an episode we saw a couple months ago with the sonic boom.
A teenager facing arson charges after more than 300 guests were forced to evacuate a hotel. That happened in Ocala. Police say a 16-year-old girl was visiting from Illinois when she got into an argument with her mother yesterday. Soon after the fight, she allegedly set fire to a couch inside the 9-story hotel. Everybody inside the building, thankfully, was able to safely get out, but super annoying if you were one of the customers there.
Yes, for sure. Also coming out of Fort Lauderdale, employees at a rental car company in Fort Lauderdale are being credited for saving a child. The sheriff's office says that employees called 911 after they saw a baby pulled from a hot car. The infant's aunt reportedly asked them not to call authorities, but they did anyway. Investigators say the child may have been in the hot car for around half an hour. The child is now in the care of its mothers, and deputies arrested the child's father and aunt for child neglect.
Today, Governor Ron DeSantis speaking out for the first time since the latest controversy surrounding Florida's Black History standards for schools.
You now have people like Kamala Harris trying to perpetuate a hoax saying that these African-American history scholars, many of whom were Black, some of them who descended from slaves, are creating a curriculum saying it was good? Are you kidding me?
He spoke at the American Legislative Exchange Council's annual meeting today. DeSantis says Florida is teaching all the history, the good, bad, and ugly, including injustices like slavery. 4:30 right now, our Fox News update is coming up, and we'll have a look at our national headlines and sports after that. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
News, I'm Matt Napolitano. A judge refusing to accept or reject the terms of Hunter Biden's plea deal for misdemeanor tax crimes and a felony firearm charge. House Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith tells Fox he believes IRS whistleblower testimony swayed the judge.
The American people deserve to see it. This judge needed to have the facts from these two IRS whistleblowers who had been investigating this.
The plea deal held up by the pretrial diversion program for the firearm charge. The Federal Reserve raising interest rates to their highest level in 22 years, but Fed Chair Jerome Powell offering some good news.
The staff now has a noticeable slowdown in growth starting later this year in the forecast, but given the resilience of the economy recently, they are no longer forecasting a recession.
But more interest rate hikes could be coming. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Chipotle is out with second quarter results, and while the restaurant chain's profit handily topped expectations, revenue of $2.51 billion was a bit below estimates, and same-store sales also came up a smidge short. Its forecast for the current quarter disappointed as well. In response, Chipotle shares are sliding 9.25% in after-hours trading. Shares of eBay are falling as well, a drop of 4.75% in late action. The stock declined comes despite the online marketplace reporting slightly better than expected quarterly earnings and revenue. Wall Street's regular Wednesday session ended mixed, very narrow declines for both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 82 points to give the Blue Chip Index another gain, a 13th straight advance. The Federal Reserve did the expected today. It raised its target interest rates by another quarter point to continue the effort to tame inflation. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. When it comes to NFL players getting suspended for betting on sports, Broncos head coach Sean Payton says, quote, shame on us. Payton believes the NFL's policy must not be clear if players keep breaking the rules, which sounds ridiculous to me. Players have their teams, their union, their agents who can clarify any questions they may have. Blaming the league and the policy rather than the players is shifting accountability to the wrong party. I'm Maggie Gray.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. Through Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it. Giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Wednesday, halfway through the week, and the weather's looking fantastic for the end of the week, as just as good as it was this start of the week. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before Joe gives us an update on the UFOs that are among us. So we'll hear more about that and more national headlines in just a bit. Taking a look at our roads, I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. We do have a patch of traffic on I-10. That's going to be in the westbound direction in between Pine Forest and 29. Don't have any reports of an accident. Looks like it's just busy right now. So expect some slowdowns. You know, when you get around that curve area after 29, it does start getting a little bit more crowded. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Taking a look at our weather, we're actually going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Highs will continue in the low to mid 90s, feels like temperatures near about 100 degrees, and low temperatures in the middle 70s. Rain chances, not much out there to cool you off. It's only 10 to 20% for the next couple of days. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's partly cloudy in 92 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index of 94. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, so here we go. In Washington today, a highly anticipated hearing on UFOs, or the formal term is UAP. So if you hear UAP, you're like, what in the world does that mean? It's unidentified aerial phenomena. So there was a hearing on that today. So we're going to hear from a couple of men, including Congressman Matt Gaetz here. The first, David Grush, who testified at this hearing, a former U.S. intelligence official. Here's one thing he had to say.
I was informed of a multi-decade UAP crash retrieval and reverse engineering program, to which I was denied access to those additional read-ons when I requested it.
So he was saying that he was informed that there was something about UAP crashes from decades ago, wasn't given any access.
Well, I've suffered retaliation for my decision, but I am hopeful that my actions will ultimately lead to a positive outcome of increased transparency.
And his actions, meaning his testimony and testifying at this hearing today. And he was asked,
Mr. Grush, finally, do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years.
So also, Congressman Matt Gaetz spoke about something that he says that he saw himself. So he says several months ago, his office received a protected disclosure from Eglin Air Force Base indicating there was a UAP incident. He says that there was a briefing where he brought along two representatives, Tim Burchett from Tennessee, Anna Luna from Florida, and they had asked for any evidence seen by the crew and to see any radar signature. Gaetz said at the hearing today he was not afforded access to all of the flight crew. Initially, we were not afforded access to images and to radar, though eventually he did get to see an image.
We did see the image. And we did meet with one member of the flight crew who took the image. The image was of something that I am not able to attach to any human capability, either from the United States or from any of our adversaries. And I'm somewhat informed on the matter, having served on the Armed Services Committee for 7 years, having served on the committee that oversees DARPA and advanced technologies for several years.
And he goes on to say,
when you're on a test mission, you're supposed to have clear airspace. Not supposed to be anything that shows up. And they saw a sequence of four craft in a clear diamond formation for which there is a radar sequence that I and I alone have observed in the United States Congress. One of the pilots goes to check out that diamond formation and sees a large floating, what I can only describe as an orb, again, like I said, not of any human capability that I'm aware of. And when he approached, he said that his radar went down, he said that his FLIR system malfunctioned, and that he had to manually take this image from one of the lenses, and it was not automated in collection, as you would typically see in a test mission.
So this was not in Las Vegas. This was not in Washington, D.C. This was not in the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. This was out at Eglin Air Force Base in the Gulf of Mexico. Gracie, your thoughts?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I believe it. A diamond formation that's unlike any human
capability, a diamond formation of orbs in the Gulf of Mexico, flying out in the Gulf of Mexico when airspace is supposed to be completely clear. And as the pilot approaches to check it out, his instrumentation goes zap.
What? I guess they're real. That's crazy, though.
People are going to believe what they're going to believe. Texter says, Matt clearly underestimates Florida man. Also, this is simply confirmation that Gates is a nut. I think the only way that we can definitively say whether Gates is a nut or not is if the two people that were with him, the two representatives, come forward and they said, hey, yep, that's exactly what we saw. So whether you believe it, just absolutely fascinating audio from today. This is why I was so excited for today. Once I came into work today and I saw that the hearing was today, I'm like, yes. Oh, Gracie's going to have no idea, and I'm just going to dump and pile on all of this UFO proof, and she will have no retort. So that's one national headline there. We move on. Harvard, and we'll have plenty more over the course of the next couple of hours, because that's fascinating, whether you believe it or not. Just absolutely compelling stuff there. Harvard University now under investigation by the Department of Education over its use of legacy admissions. An advocacy group alleges that the university is potentially violating federal civil rights law through legacy admissions, putting applicants of color at a disadvantage. Legacy admissions give preferential treatment to applicants who are children or relatives of alumni. At Harvard, about 70% of those applicants are white.
Also, starting next year, Americans are going to have to plan and pay to visit Europe. So plan more than you already do, because in 2024, the European Union will require visitors to get pre-approval from the European Travel Information and Authorization System. It's only going to cost about $8 to apply, but applicants are going to need to provide their travel documentation, such as passport, along with their personal information, education level, current occupation, anticipation of trip details, and any criminal convictions. The EU advises travelers to apply well in advance of their planned trip, and authorizations can be valid for up to 3 years or until the visitor's passport expires.
Another congressional hearing today, this one on the southern border.
I believe you want the American people to believe we have operational control of the border when we very clearly do not.
And Republicans, including Texas's Chip Roy, are blasting Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and want to impeach him. Roy says there are 200 people per day dying from fentanyl poisoning, largely due to the inaction or inactivity at the border. 4:45 right now. We'll get traffic and weather together and then move on to our sports headlines today.
Well, I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Highway 90 in Payson-Milton also looking good. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. For weather, we have partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 76. Coming up tomorrow, we do have a 20% chance of rain with a high of 93. Partly cloudy right now. It's 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 94. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. So quickly here, looking at some sports headlines. U.S. Women's National Team getting set for their second match at the World Cup. They'll play Netherlands in a rematch of the 2019 World Cup final. That game starts at 8 o'clock tonight. A new bipartisan bill would make changes to how college athletes make money off their name, image, and likeness. Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Tommy Tuberville unveiled the bill called the Protecting Athletes, Schools, and Sports Act. It would establish a national standard for the use of a college athlete's name, image, and likeness, and require the NCAA to develop a uniform standard contract for NIL deals. Baseball scoreboard, the Marlins already dispatching the Rays today 7-1. A little bit later on, 6 o'clock on ESPN, the Braves in Boston taking on the Red Sox. A lot of games already in progress or wrapped up today. They include the Nationals over the Rockies 5-4. The Mariners beating the Twins 8-7. The Brewers over the Reds 3-0. In progress right now, the Pirates lead the Padres 2-1 in the eighth. The Blue Jays over the Dodgers 5-0 in the fifth. And the Cardinals over the Diamondbacks 4-3 in the seventh. Couple of health, business, and science notes. New home sales are slowing. Government figures show sales of new single-family homes fell to an annual rate of 697,000 units in June. That's a 2.5% decline from May's revised rate of 715,000 units.
Also, numerous studies show that heavier people are paid and promoted less than thinner colleagues and offer stereotypes as lazy and undisciplined. Now, bills are being introduced in some states prohibiting such discriminatory practices, including New Jersey and Massachusetts. Michigan is currently one state to prohibit employment discrimination based on weight.
Also, an outage that affected Verizon customers across the nation has been resolved. I was not impacted, but maybe you were. In a statement, Verizon says they're engineers have resolved an issue that caused intermittent call failures this morning. According to data maps, the Northeast was the most affected.
Also, new data shows a resurgence of COVID-19. The CDC says that COVID hospitalizations have risen by more than 10% across the country. Their latest report shows over 7,100 COVID-19 patients were admitted in the week of July 15th and up to 6,400 the week before. The largest percent of increase in COVID-19 hospitalizations since December.
Pop culture notes today, an update about the most talked about music video on Earth.
You look very emotional when there's not guilty charges.
That's not the one I wanted there. Where was I? Footage of a Black Lives Matter protest has been quietly removed from Jason Aldean's latest video. The Washington Post was first to report that the video for Try That in a Small Town is now 6 seconds shorter than when it was uploaded to YouTube earlier this month.
Also, the Mega Millions jackpot has grown. It's up to at least $910 million. The lump sum cash option is just over $464 million. The next drawing takes place on Friday, and the last time someone hit the jackpot was back in April.
4:50 right now. We'll take a break. Come back with wacky and weird headlines as if we didn't have enough already this
right?
hour. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and if you missed the Pensacola Morning News today, we talked quite a bit about the ongoing drama in Milton over the city manager. Oh, it was entertaining. That's the beginning of the 5, 6, and 7 o'clock hour today, plus Bruce Woody from ECUA. We talked a lot about recycling. We also talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves about parking downtown and the return of Damien's Lemonade to Balin and Cervantes in the old gas station, and the weird challenge they're facing from FDOT about their entrances. You can find those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Here at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. We've been spending a lot of time this second half hour talking about UFOs, or as they are formally known as UAPs, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, a highly anticipated congressional hearing in Washington today. Very compelling audio, very interesting audio, whether you believe it or not. I mean, it's super fun to talk about and just to think about. But Congressman Matt Gaetz raising eyebrows over what he says happened after, number one, viewing images, and number two, speaking with one of the pilots that was involved in a training mission that originated out of Eglin Air Force Base and was over the Gulf of Mexico. So a lot of texts coming in, number one, the Gulf Breeze UFO is back. Other texter says, for years, people have claimed to see UFOs in Gulf Breeze. So apparently this is a thing that goes back a long time. So maybe this is confirmation that the Gulf Breeze UFO is just circling around the Gulf and Eglin Air Force Base. And pretty interesting stuff there. That's all we'll say right now. Josiah 455, let's get our final check of the roads and weather this hour.
Roads are looking pretty good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. If you see anything else on the roads, call 850-262-6111 with your traffic tips. We have mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 76, partly cloudy right now with 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 94. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Go ahead.
And some wacky and weird stories. This is definitely a weird one, and I don't think I'll be trying it. But Skittles coming out with a new flavor for this summer in honor of National Mustard Day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, August 5th is National Mustard Day. They're coming out with mustard-flavored Skittles.
No thanks.
Oh, yeah, making their debut, this new flavor is in collaboration with French's Yellow Mustard.
Another wacky, weird food item here. This is either the greatest pizza innovation ever, or it's just completely gross. So a place in Japan is selling something called the Ice Cream Fondue Pizza. It's a pizza, like just a normal pizza, with a crust bowl baked into the middle of it. And inside that crust bowl is vanilla ice cream. And they want you to dip your pizza in it. And this is not dessert pizza. This is cheese, pepperoni, mushrooms, you know, normal cheese. So what do you think on that?
I was all about it until the last sentence. I would love a dessert pizza.
So if it was like a cinnamon, desserty,
a Nutella,
for sure.
Churro kind
of
situation.
No, this is regular pizza.
Ugh. What? Why? Ugh. Okay, well, I won't be trying that one either. Another weird one coming out. This is just mean, really. A guy went from neighborly to not really quick. A 33-year-old from Boston named Ian, he's in jail after attacking a random woman. He attacked her because he said good morning to her and she didn't say it back. As soon as that happened, he got aggressive. She took out her phone and started filming him, and he went ahead and attacked her. He threw at least 7 punches and then jumped into a Mercedes that was parked nearby, threw it in reverse, and almost ran her over. She ended up with a fractured nose and a black eye. Luckily, that was the worst of it. She fought back and bit him in the shoulder. Despite being attacked, she was able to get her get his license plate. So good for her.
Yeah, for sure. Some good news to wrap up hour number one. A Los Angeles area man is recovering from a rare triple organ transplant. 46-year-old Valen Sams has a new heart, liver, and kidney.
I'm just thankful for another day, whether it be cloudy, sunny. Every day is a good day. Every day is my birthday at this point.
So for the past 10 years, he'd been in failing health, and doctors told him he likely would not survive much longer. Now, after a 20-hour transplant operation, doctors say his prognosis is good.
Also, we have the Mega Millions coming up on Friday, but here's some good news from the Powerball that just happened. Well, a dad in Arkansas made good on a big promise that he made to his stepdaughter. He used to joke to her that if he ever hit the lottery, he'd give her the winning ticket. Well, last Monday's Powerball drawing, he matched four of the numbers plus the Powerball. He paid a buck extra for the multiplier, so he ended up... He upped his prizes from $50,000 to $200,000. He showed up at her home and surprised her. He said that he had some good news and some bad news. Good news is he gave her the ticket. Bad news is that she is going to have to start paying for her own cell phone bill.
If her cell phone bill is anything like mine, that money is going to be gone in like a year and a half.
Oh, goodness.
Finally, a musician in Northern Ireland broke a world record by playing the drums for 150 hours straight. That's about 6.5 days. Alistair Brown dedicated the record to his partner, Sharon Deegan, who died from pancreatic cancer back in 2021. All the money he raised went to pancreatic cancer research and a mental health charity called Mind. So that's taking a negative and turning it into a positive there. 4:59, Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We'll be back in 12 minutes for a full rundown of everything going on in the world today. If we haven't already convinced Gracie that UFOs exist, we'll give it another shot during the 5 o'clock hour. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.